Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from LHB, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I've been red-filled for almost 2 years since I broke up with my manipulative and aggressive ex. She tricked me into having a child with her, and now I have to fight in court to get to see my son for a year and a half already. I live in the United Kingdom. I have consumed a lot of red pill content, including your Sane Man, but recently I was actually reading a book by Esther Vilar called The Manipulated Man, which has blown my mind and solidified all of my red pill knowledge until this point. I would love to hear your opinion on Esther's book, and I attached a link to a free audiobook so you can listen to it when you have free time. I believe every man should read this book. If you've reviewed this book already, please choose a topic of your choice. Perhaps something in line with the Red Pill Bible or MGTOW Bible. I appreciate your daily content and keeps me red pill protected. Wish you well as I suffer from autoimmune disease. However, not as severe as yours. Keep well. Well, LHB, thanks for the donation and for sharing the link to the book. The book was digitally burned and banned from Amazon stores recently. I've already made a video about Esther Vilar near the beginning of my YouTube days, and I put a link to that one in the description. She's an honorary female god among MGTOW because she dared to be a feminine feminist, believing that equality begins with men learning the lowdown about women, the way that women know the lowdown about men, that men are the oppressed sex and that we're happy in our slavery. I used to promote that book on ads through my channel, and it's a breath of fresh air for a woman to say that men are the oppressed sex. The system doesn't exactly want men to learn about our slavery and walk away from the plantation. I'll take your advice, LHB, and cover another topic or two for the remainder of this video, instead of covering the manipulated man, which I believe I reviewed back at the end of 2014 or early 2015. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women trying to ban ideas because they hurt their feelings clown world show. A while back, someone named Open Rotor shared a video and message with me. The video is called Can't Attack What You Can't Define, as well as his predictions about the future. Here's what Open Rotor has to say, and I quote, "My own prediction, a decade from now, no babies being born. Old maid apartments funded through government help. A bachelor tax, but by then many guys will be retired or in the country. Shifting labor to gardening, woodcutting, and other untaxable activities. Women will forever blame men. Men will no longer be caring, and there'll be a mass exodus to the deep country," unquote. I agree with Open Rotor, because I've seen a ton of new popular YouTube channels about hunting and wilderness exploration, building your own log cabin on cheap land, and using the wood on your own property to heat your cabin, as well as one guy that bought a ghost town in California. Guys want to escape into the wilderness and work the land because there are far fewer variables with regards to dealing with the gynocentric society around them. Also, there's a housing bubble in Canada, and it's so bad unless you're a low-income woman, and if you are, you can put yourself on a list to get a brand new subsidized apartment in the cities while you hunt for a sexy man with the resources to rescue you. I don't know about a bachelor tax, though. The governments in the West seem pretty good about taking our money through the theft of inflation. I doubt that they're going to introduce bachelor taxes anytime soon. They understand that most guys would either avoid them by looking poor and putting their money into a place the government can't access, like crypto. But this idea that women and blue pill men out there are desperate to identify MGTOW men so they can go to war with us, or the idea of us in the first place, is a very real thing. The guy in that video mentions Aaron Clary and Raul Tomasi trying to label us so they can shame us. The left also seems to be good at creating a boogeyman out of us lately, out of nothing. Male behavior that they can't identify, but what they don't like, they label as patriarchy or misogyny. They label you as those things because they are looking for a fight and drama. But smart men don't get into fights that they can't win. The dumb men end up doing what women want because it diffuses their anger. But a smart man will just walk away from an emotional feminist argument that you can't win no matter how much reason and rationality you use. That's one of the rules of Art of War, to evade your enemy when you can't defeat them. So men will run off into the wilderness, and each will build their own slut-free fortress of solitude. Then women can't even shame a guy like that because he's out of thought communications range. And if she goes out to where he is, it's dangerous and dirty. And women don't like those sorts of environments. They might stick to a small country road, suburb, or city, but God forbid, there's no indoor plumbing. And they have to use a shovel to bury their shit so that Bigfoot doesn't track them down and eat them. Plus, out there in untamed nature, they believe that chipping a nail means certain death. The problem again is that feminists and blue pill men can't attack what they can't label. So if you keep hiding yourself in plain sight, then they can't target you, and instead, feminists shoot themselves in their collective fubas. The first 20 minutes of that monk farmer video I shared in the description talks about some of that. Go subscribe to his channel if you can. The point is that men who are not easily identified cannot be enslaved. Most of us are ghosting in plain sight these days. If by some crazy chance they can identify me through my channel, they still can't identify those listening to my content. They can't demonize the majority of MGTOW men out there without identifying us. If they shame you for being single and a misogynist, then tell them you're gay, and you don't appreciate being treated that way. Watch them get on a defensive footing believing that they just pissed off a potential ally. On second thought, that might be a terrible idea, because then they might test you by finding the hottest man they know and trying to get him together with you. That way they can test to see if your story's bullshit. MGTOW men need to live lives where they can't be identified. Monk Farmer says that with feminists, you can identify them based on the hue of their hair color and the stench of their purple armpit hair. But a man going his own way, you can't. All a man can do is make an ass of himself if he tries to make assumptions. But what he doesn't realize is that when we don't advertise when we're posting our videos, then it's hard for new guys in the community to find our content. Also, I can tell women I'm going my own way without telling them that. I've done this a couple of times now, and I just say things like, I'm single and looking to work on myself. They believe it's only a temporary thing, and then eventually I'll be back to the dating market at some point. That a man is just working on himself to make more money and build up his appearance, so eventually he can make himself a prize pony for a proud owner of a pussy. You don't have to tell them that you're done with women entirely. Just tell them you're taking a break. Just don't mention that the break will probably last until the afterlife. But you're already living a sort of afterwife afterlife. You're basically dead to the relationship game. You just aren't telling them that to begin with. So therefore, they can't label you as a so-called misogynist. The system can't hate what it can't identify. They can't censor us as well when we say something like that. The only potential downside is that at some point they might ask you if you're done finding yourself and working on yourself, and if they can then set you up with a friend. Then you have to explain that she's not your type. For the rest of this video, I want to discuss the disturbing trend of obesity in America. I found this image of George Costanza and how people used to make fun of him because he was a poorly looking fellow back in the late 80s and early 90s. Someone then explained that today he would be normal size, but back then the obesity rates in America were a lot lower. This graphic illustrates how skinny Americans were in 1990. Then most of the country, well below 15% of the population, was obese. In 2018, at least 25 to 30% of the population is obese. But in most flyover states, that number is well over a third of all adults. The projections get even scarier. By 2030, in the majority of the US states, 55% of adults will be obese. I thought about this because I recently saw a post on Twitter where someone showed a Calvin Klein ad from the early 90s with a thin, attractive female model. But the ad from last year showed a 250-pound land whale sporting a muffin top. And then it dawned on me that corporations are not necessarily showcasing fatsoes to earn social justice brownie points, because those will just get eaten by the fatties, but instead to cater to their key Cartman-shaped and sized demographic. If more than half the people in your soy-society are overweight or obese, then it makes sense to advertise the whole body positivity thing. Otherwise, how are you going to get fridge-shaped women excited at purchasing and putting on what amounts to an overpriced potato sack? They're just better off going down to Fabricland and buying cloth by the pound to cover all their pounds in a mini muumuu sundress. When your market is shifted to fat people, you just got to put your weight on the other foot, and what weight it is. This will just encourage women to get even bigger, because if fat acceptance continues to be a thing, women will keep blimping up. Sometimes the worst you can do to a woman is accept her growing girth. That gives her license to stuff her face till her trousers burst. Where's Al Bundy to shame fat women when you need him? In 2030, the only place that'll have less than 40% of adults being obese, which is only 8 short years away, will be Colorado for some reason. You'd think that since they legalized Mary Jane there, the people will be getting more of the munchies. Soon enough, fat will be the new skinny. And pictures of George Costanza shirtless on a couch might be considered too obscenely skinny and sexy for a fat America. You might offend the fat people out there with such a skinny form. It appears the feminists not only ban MGTOW ideas, but also ban skinny people so they can boost their own sexual marketplace value. if everyone looks like a whale, then they too can get some tail. I think one of the best blessings in disguise that ever happened to me was being forced to go on a keto diet. I was fat and borderline obese in my early 30s, until I lost about 30 pounds. And if you're 5'9" and 35 pounds overweight, you're technically obese. It's ironic that society wants to ban MGTOW ideas and shame many men going their own way. Yet at the same time, it seems to find it okay for people to be fat. I guess Coca-Cola and Chipotle stock will keep doing well as people gorge themselves on great volumes of food. I suspect that in the future, men that are regular weight will be suspected of being single and unmarried because the average person usually gains a ton of weight after they marry or move in with someone. Imagine a future where there's a lot of thin shaming. Someone could make a lot of money opening up a thin acceptance club the way they used to have fat acceptance clubs back in the year 2000. Wealthy people are also usually skinnier because they can afford trainers, proper food, and have money in consumerism to satiate their appetite for a dopamine fix. So maybe the elites really do believe that most society is just cattle, because let's face it, in another 8 years, most people will look like cows that feed on cornflakes. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again, LHB, for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed these topics. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that 300-pound land whales will still expect a perfectly fit man with muscles to smash them in the behind, even when they're too large to wipe that behind. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that look like George Costanza without a shirt weighing 450 pounds away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.